Hello, this is Roy Lilly. Well, that irritating and I think stupid boy is preening himself in Singapore, throwing bricks at the NHS from behind the paywall of the Sunday Times, which seems to have become Hello magazine in abandoned serious journalism. He's treating ignorance of systems, history, legacy, and his inability to ask why betrays his inexperience and unsuitability to take on the custody of the NHS. Yes, it's streeting again. It seems to me his go-to position is to be abusive. He tried it on with NHS managers, and I linked to what he said, and then he had a go at GP partnerships, and I linked to that. And he's trying again, far enough away to be out of reach, and in a newspaper that working people can't afford to read. I can't reproduce the article because of copyright palaver, but I can tell you it's a sugar piece that challenges nothing, even though there's plenty to challenge. You'll have to trust me to play it straight with his quotes, and I will. He's more than capable of making himself look a numpty without any help from me. He waxes lyrical about the technologies used in what is called the Singapore General Hospital. It's a big hospital where he's the guest he's visiting. Statista rate the Singapore General Hospital as the top hospital in the world. In the Newsweek list of best hospitals, here St. Thomas's is top, with a score of 89.11%, and in Singapore, the SGH is rated with 94.04%. What does this mean? I don't know. The UK spends 3,055 quid a person on healthcare per head, 18% less than the EU average, and follows a period of flatline funding for 10 years before COVID, with the prospect of planned spending between 22 and 25 to increase by an average, are you ready for this, of 0.1% a year in real terms. Now, comparisons are tricky because the systems are different, but within a decade, the Singapore government per capita health spending more than doubled. And another analysis from an outfit called Global Data that I linked to this morning tell us the Singapore consumption expenditure on health per household attained a value of, well, it's just under £5,000 a year, recorded a growth of nearly 8% in 2021 compared to the previous years. And between 2010 and 2021, when the NHS was flatlining, the household consumption expenditure on health per household in Singapore increased by, well, pretty much 50%. What does this mean? Well, you don't need me to spell it out, but the Sunday Times love letter missed it all. Of course, SGH has IT gizmos, apps for appointments and robots for delivering your pills. Singapore government has consistently invested in its healthcare system, and to add insult to injury, in the article, Silly Boy says, and I quote, "The NHS is perfectly capable of doing this. It often chooses not to." Do you know anyone in the NHS who chooses not to innovate or invest? The Sunday Times sonnet missed all that. SB is adamant, and I quote him again, "The NHS wastes too much money and is slow to innovate." If he did but realise the NHS England budget for IT and innovation has been cut so that it can balance its budget. The Sunday Times fanboys overlooked all of that. He plans, this is Streeting, to shake the NHS out of its complacency. Is there anyone working in the NHS complacent about the lack of capacity in comparisons with other EU systems, putting us at the bottom of the list for people, kit and buildings? He confuses the role of reimbursement mechanisms with targets and plans on freeing up time by not doing what he calls stupid stuff. And doesn't realise, however, you can redirect a pound, but you can only spend it once. He promises to double the number of district nurses. Well, look, in September 2009, there were just over 7,000 district nurses. By December 2022, there are just under 4,000. So it looks like after 3 years, Silly Boy will end up with 443 more district nurses. That's just over two a week, provided none leave. The Streeting know anyone with a calculator? The Sunday Times Kissy Kissy team don't seem to have one. You'll like this, another quote from Streeting. I don't think it's good enough that the NHS uses every winter crisis as an excuse to ask for more money. Is he too stupid to understand or deliberately being obnoxious? I'm asking for 1.4 million friends. The NHS winter plans meticulously for winter and published this year's winter plan in July. What it does not have is the money the DH holds back in funding and allocates often too late for it to be used as an investment in seasonal fluctuations and ends up firefighting. The starry-eyed Sunday Times appear not to know. If you care about the NHS, you can't possibly vote Labour. If the rest of the Labour front bench are equally gifted and even half as obnoxious, you definitely can't vote Labour. So where does that leave us? I don't know, because it's the other lot that got us into this mess. One thing I do know, the Sunday Times, I'd give it a miss. Thanks for listening. This has been Roy Lilly, and I hope we'll speak again soon. Bye-bye now.